today we're talking about your competition. Now, if you've ever studied with me or you know anything about me, you will know that I don't focus very much at all on competition. I never have, even when I was at the advertising agency. I've seen so many businesses succeed or fail, and almost all of the time, it's because of what they have done. It isn't some competition coming in and wiping them out or stealing all their clients or whatever. Now, granted, Walmart did do that to a lot of industries, but I'm talking about other photography studios. They're succeeding or failing based on what they do. And I feel the same way about you. You have skills, and we're going to pull those out of you. We're going to get you the education you need so that you can succeed. Now, there are certain times when it is important to look at your competitors. And for the next couple days, we are going to be talking more about your competitors. So this exercise is really important. What I want you to do is I want you to take time right now to go and make a list of the top 10 competitors in your market on this line. Now, I've left 10 lines here for you. Maybe there are a few more, maybe there are a few less. I'm sure everyone has at least 10 competitors because I hear every day that there are thousands of photographers in my market, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You might even spend time going to their websites or bookmarking their websites so that you can refer back to this for the exercises we have coming. And you can also divide them by target market. Say you do weddings, seniors, and babies. You might have wedding photographer competitors. You might have high school senior photographer competitors. And you might have photographers who specialize in kids and family. So jot all of these down, be specific, and I know this is a short audio today, but I want you to really have time to start delving into who's doing what in your market.